This is Amber Johnson. In Midway, Utah, a small town bakery carries the story of one family and the mother at the heart of it. I recently sat down with sisters Megan Jacobson, Shannon Edwards, and Devin Jacobson. Together, they opened Midway Bakery with their mom, Debbie, who passed away in 2024. Near the end of our interview, Shannon pauses for a moment.
I have this memory. I can't believe I'm sharing it because I'll probably just cry a ton. But like, my mom was laying in her bed when she was sick with cancer. And I remember walking in there, and this was at the point, this was probably a couple weeks before she passed away. So she was really not doing good, you know? And I remember walking in because we were here and one of the kids had gotten a bee sting. And my mom could honestly barely move at this point. She was not very mobile. And I remember her sitting up and saying, "What's wrong?" And I said, "Oh, so-and-so got a bee sting." It was one of the little grandkids. And she immediately told me where to go and what to do. Like in her room, there was like a place she wanted me to get these oils to rub on it and do all this stuff. And I'm like, that right there is the essence of my mom. Like, I'm like, she loved her family. She loved her kids. She loved her husband with all of her heart and her grandkids. And she lived for that. But then somehow, I don't even know how she had this capacity, but it just flowed into everyone else. I was always amazed at how mom was able to treat people that she had just met like family.
That's where this story begins. Not with a bakery, but with a woman who didn't crave the spotlight, who was drawn to the underdog, who made people feel like they belonged. And now her daughters are carrying that legacy forward. Midway is a place where the details stand out if you're paying attention. Swiss-style buildings, a glockenspiel at the town hall that rings on the hour, and majestic Mount Timpanogos rising above the valley, friendly neighbors, familiar streets. It's the kind of place where a hometown bakery fits right in. In 2018, the sisters opened Midway Bakery across from Town Square with their mom, Debbie. After retiring from the insurance business, she and her husband, Ed, moved from Idaho to the Heber Valley. Debbie loved cooking, and Megan says the bakery began as a casual family venture.
I think in the very beginning, we really didn't think, we didn't know what we were headed into. We kind of just thought mom would be in the kitchen like she has been our whole lives, and maybe a couple customers would come out and she'd go out and help them and then go back in her kitchen or her happy place.
You know, like a Hallmark.
Yeah, like a Hallmark movie. That's what everyone thinks is a Hallmark movie.
They laugh at that because almost immediately it wasn't.
Well, I remember the first week we were open, we were all there because we were going to help mom open it up. And I went on a walk one of the days after and I saw a good friend of mine and just burst into tears. And I said, this isn't what we thought it was going to be.
How so?
Because it was exploding. Like everybody wanted that warm, that everybody wanted those baked goods.
To understand why, Megan says you have to go back to their childhood. Six kids, not a lot of money.
We grew up very frugal because we were on a cop's budget. And so that's kind of what kicked off what we're doing today, because my mom had to, you know, make all our food to feed all her six kids.
Shannon remembers what it felt like to walk through the door.
So our house was always like known, even among our friends, for being, it was just a very homey place. Like everyone felt comfortable going in there and having something to eat. So it was like the typical, almost like you feel at your grandma's house, right? Just like homey and safe. And there was always something good to eat. There was always something homemade. The things that you would typically see that our friends like wanted to come over for was cinnamon rolls, which is like what the bakery's known for now is our cinnamon rolls or our sweet rolls.
Some of her best memories come back through flavor.
My friend and I have this memory of every time we went sledding, we would come in, like we had a sledding hill in our backyard. Every time we went sledding, we would come in and have a piece of my mom's cinnamon bread, like right after we would toast it up and just put a ton of butter on it. So that was a typical thing too, but just the normal stuff too, like cookies and brownies and...
As a child, Debbie's mom worked full-time as a single mother, so Debbie's kitchen skills were entirely self-taught. When she was newly married, Shannon says her mom received a cookbook around Christmas time and decided to take on a fruitcake, a pretty bold first attempt in the kitchen.
They were expensive to make, though,
because, of
because
the
there was
fruit.
So much dried fruit and so many ingredients in there. And coming from a household that there wasn't a lot of money, that was like a big deal. And so what her family did is like, because her aunts and uncles, they all live nearby and stuff. So everyone pitched in and bought the stuff for the fruitcake. And then she was able to make it that Christmas. So it was really special. I love that story because that was kind of like her beginning.
Yeah, that was kind of the first thing that she ever got to make.
From there, baking became second nature. But more than that, it became how Debbie cared for people. That same spirit carried into the bakery. In 2021, they left their rented location and began the long search for a place to buy and put down roots. In the interim, they found a temporary solution that was anything but easy.
It just took us, was it a couple years? Three years. And we kind of did the food truck thing during then just to keep our name out there. And that worked for a little while. Like, it was really hard. I wouldn't suggest that. It was very hard.
So I think you were the one that said, or someone said to you, it's like camping.
It's like camping. You load up and take down, but it's
but every day.
And so
and we did not
hard.
Like that.
Yeah. So that was a labor of love.
Camping with some really good food.
Oh, my gosh.
In 2024, they purchased a 100-year-old historic property on Midway's Center Street that needed a lot of work. Around the same time, Megan says everything began to shift. Debbie was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and the sisters found themselves facing difficult decisions about what came next.
And of course, it's raw, I think, for all of us, because we were going to be moving forward without my mom.
And every single day, I mean, that is... It's a reminder of her. I mean, the bakery is her, you know? And so we really had to do that very deliberately. We had to sit and make a decision in the hardest point of our entire lives of what we were doing.
They ultimately felt they should move forward, knowing the bakery carried their mom's legacy and the joy she found in it. And as they renovated the building, they also navigated their grief.
I think in a sense, like, we felt her a lot more during our grieving process because we knew the things that she would love. And a lot of times people say, like, oh, how do you guys all work together, like, family-wise? Mm-hmm. And I think, like, mom held us together. She was the last one to rule on it and things like that. And I still think because we have, like, our mind on her and, like, our focus, I think, I mean, we still have our quarrels and things like that. But at the end of the day, like, we know why we're doing it and we're focused on that.
Today, Megan says you can still find her mom in the details, in the rolling pins she loved, in dough being kneaded early in the morning, and in her sister, Devin, who now carries the baking forward.
Devin definitely has the magical touch that mom did. That they just, you know, they have that sixth sense for the baked goods.
I meet Devin a few days later at the bakery. It's 5 a.m., and the bakery is already fully awake, filled with the sounds of mixers, trays sliding, and dough being worked by hand. The sweet smells of cinnamon and sugar waft through the space.
So my mom and I, when we first opened the bakery, we developed a lot of the recipes together, and it was really cool to get to work together because our minds very much think the same way. And so my sisters always joke that my mom and I did this like weird math together because we would be multiplying recipes and we would look at each other and say all these numbers and it would all make sense and it would all add up and we would agree that that was right. And you would look over at my sisters and they were just staring at us like we were crazy because we were over here doing our baking math and we knew what each other was talking about, and I absolutely loved that because it was something that we shared, and it all made sense in our minds together.
Devin is making biscuits, but not just any biscuits. I watch as she mixes the dough, messy and sticky, then turns it out onto the counter, folding it over and over to build layers. It slowly comes together, holding the promise of something light and flaky once baked. I grew up in kitchens watching my mom, who owned restaurants. She worked by feel, trusting her instincts. Standing here, I recognize that touch, the one the sisters talked about. Devin has it. There's a sign prominently displayed above us. Quote, "I just want to make bread." Signed, Mama. It's something Debbie used to say often, especially when they were opening the first location. The city required so many hoops, permits, and regulations.
Talk to me a little bit about how you feel here.
This spot that I'm actually in right now would have been her favorite spot in the bakery. I know that for a fact because there's this big window right here, and that's part of the reason why we hung this sign above this window is because she always loved windows. She would have been like having this window open every morning, whether it was snowing or 80 degrees outside.
Devin says her mom would have loved the morning breeze and the deer that passed by.
She just would have loved being here, and especially like we get to see the sunrises when we're here, and it's so beautiful. And I just know that this is like her spot. She would have loved being right here, and as sad as it is that she didn't ever get to experience this bakery, just every now and again, this is where I feel her, just in the early morning hours when I'm baking, because it's like this would have been her and I together right here.
Shannon says her mother's influence still shows up in the way the sisters run things now.
So I went to school for business. My brain is very like numbers. That's just the way that I run things in my head. And my mom pops into my head a lot because my mom couldn't, she did not care about that. She cared about people. And she's a really good example to me of like sometimes stopping and being like, Shannon, that doesn't matter as much as like this employee matters or this customer matters. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, she literally didn't care and things always worked out because she put the person first.
So take me back to what your house felt and smelled like during that time, Gray. I mean, I just lost both of my parents in the last few years, and we just sold our childhood home. You know, I'm realizing you don't just miss a person, you miss the way you felt inside of that, the house and that life. So take me back to what that felt and smelled like, just being kids growing up in that kind of environment.
Yeah, sure. Your eyes are like glazing over and so are mine. like they're crying. Like I can feel my eyes getting wet because I'm like, it is a feeling. And a lot of people say that when they walk into the bakery, which is like the best compliment that we can receive, is they say, people who knew our mom are like, I feel your mom here. And I think it's because of that feeling.
For Megan, that feeling extends into the lessons she's learned since her mom's passing.
I'm a part of a club I never wanted to be a part of. Like all of a sudden I have this like VIP access to a club I didn't want, like that my mom, you know, was gone. And I think it gives us so much more like empathy, compassion for people that have been through it. And I don't know how other people feel, but I know like the things that I have felt. And I feel like we can hold space for those people.
Shannon says she now feels more empathetic toward anyone facing cancer.
I feel like I'm in it with them. Like, I feel like you're like in these trenches with them because of something we went through. And the thing that makes me proud about that is I'm like, my mom, she went through a lot of pain with cancer. I don't think she would have changed it because I think she would be proud that we now help people because of what we went through with her, which is what makes her so special, right? She wouldn't even take that back, I don't think, because ultimately, our mom, the most important thing in the entire world to her, and everybody knew this, the most important thing to her was her family.
Back at the bakery, people are flooding in, ordering artisan breads, sandwiches, soups, and sweet rolls. I stopped to chat with a pint-sized foodie and his dad.
Okay, what are you gonna order today?
Blueberry muffin.
Have you had the blueberry muffins before? I think the blueberry muffin is almost as big as your hand. Bigger than that, huh? What
do
you guys...
Yummy? Winnie, is it yummy? Tell us how good it is.
So good!
So what kind of things do you like to order here?
The Paula's cookie is fantastic, and the breakfast sandwich is like untouchable. It's so good.
Each person is greeted warmly when they enter. Some linger, some leave to get on with their day. The sisters hope everyone carries a small piece of this corner of Midway with them.
I mean, we've had grown men cry in our bakery. I've seen it firsthand.
Yeah. Over like the memories that it has brought
that
back.
It triggers for them. And that's the thing, when people ask us what kind of bakery we are, I'm like, I don't know, a country bakery. We're not a fancy like French bakery. There's nothing fancy about our stuff, but we always hope that it does remind them of home, right? So that's what I hope is just, yeah, people feel warm. They feel invited. There's not much fancy about us, but
that's hopefully mom would always say, we're not fancy here. She would say that. And 100% we agree, because I guess that's just not what we grew up with.
Yeah.
So it like, I totally want to like trigger memories of something that they had at some point that like was love.
This is Amber Johnson for KPCW's Community Campfire.